The Utah State Office of Education gave final approval last June to the Winter Sports School for it to become a charter school. In getting those approvals, the school needs to relocate because it will expand its enrollment. The Winter Sports School is currently a private high school that offers an April through November curriculum for students who spend the winter months competing in winter sport. Head of school Dave Kaufman says that while schools get special allowances for building approvals, the Planning Commission still considers the application thoroughly.
The state code provides charter schools with a lot of autonomy, but the county and the Planning Commission still have purview over a few things: curb cut, mass, setbacks, things like that. But the real big issues that they need to take a close look at, because they're the most intimately familiar with conditions locally, is safety and traffic conditions. It's a required part of the process, even for a public charter school, but we actually welcome it because they do have the bird's eye local view and could give us good advice, which they did.
The school is under contract on an unfinished home near Old Ranch Road and Highway 224, a home that began construction nearly a decade ago.
Its current condition is that it's basically an unfinished home. Think of a home that's kind of passed its four-way inspection for plumbing and electrical and things like that, and then had drywall and paint put up, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, it's all subfloor, no finished appliances or cabinets or fixtures or things like that. That's kind of its current condition.
At 9,000 square feet, Kaufman says there's a bit of reconfiguring to adapt it for a school, but in the short term will be relatively simple, and the school can then expand as enrollment does.
It can easily be reconfigured, and then we can occupy it and satisfy our growth plan to a point, and then after that point we would have to add on. And that was part of the plans that we reviewed, the kind of how the existing structure would tie into a potential addition, what the entire look and feel of it would be. We showed some architectural renderings, and that was all part of the presentation.
He says the school was approved by the state charter office for 100 students next school year. The approval allows the school to then expand by 25 students each year until they get to a total enrollment of 200.
So just the first floor of the existing structure would accommodate four large classrooms and one small one, which would be fine for 100 students. And then if we can move upstairs, you can get to 125, 150, and beyond that you have to add on.
The Planning Commission, Kaufman says, considered the application as a conditional use permit.
You have to kind of say what you're going to do to the place. And there was one kind of conversation. It wasn't an issue or a concern. It was just a fact that in order to configure the parking lot as we would need to do, it's currently multiple parcels, two lots of record instead of just one, and they would have to be combined so that you could cross that boundary without having to worry about setbacks. But you can't really apply to do those things unless you have an agreement from the seller. We had to put it under contract first.
He says now that all governmental approvals have been granted, they'll intently fundraise to renovate the building for next school year.
Now we can finally start to approach people and say it really is just the money. If we raise the money, the community will get its charter school for dedicated winter sports athletes. So now that we really have the path clear, we think the fundraising efforts will be successful.
The total build-out, including all phases plus the purchase of the property, Kaufman says, will be about $4 million. But they won't need the total amount to just get the school open for April.
I think as long as we're underway by the new year, we can get it ready in 2.5-3 months to occupy the first floor for the first year of operation.
That's Dave Kaufman, head of school at the Winter Sports School. With plans to move from its longtime home at the Utah Olympic Park into a new location on Highway 224 and Old Ranch Road, I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.